Psalm 139, if you'd like to turn to it. My Bible says it's a David psalm. A few commentaries say that it wasn't David's psalm, but it sounds like him to me, so I go with what King James says. What a psalm, showing the heart of the psalmist. This man knows God, he knows that he is, and he believes in him. And he has his life as an open book before God. Is it scary to say this first sentence in the message? It says, God, investigate my life, get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. This psalmist, a man after God's own heart, is not afraid of God. Why are we sometimes so stupid to hide when God knows everything anyway? Amen. Adam Clark says about this psalm, it's a fine account of the omniscience of God, of his omnipresence in verses 7 through 12, of his power and providence in verses 13 to the end. J. Vernon McGee says, my friend, God loves us, and the God who loves us is omnipotent and all-powerful. That's a nice summation. Matthew Henry breaks it into four or five parts. He says, God knows all things in verses 1 through 6. He is everywhere present, as we see in verses 7 through 16. And then it shows that the psalmist hated sin, and he had a hatred in his heart towards sin. Does that kind of line up with God's heart?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And then at the very end, it shows his desire to be led aright by the scriptures. Wesley states, the omniscience of God is here asserted in verses 1 through 6. And it's proved by two arguments, that he is everywhere present and that he made us. And because of that, this may fill us with pleasing admiration of God in verses 17 through 18, and with a holy hatred of sin, verses 19 to 22, and then saying that he wants to be led aright by God. Is that our heart? Can we agree with the psalmist? And let's be brave enough and bold enough, because his blood covers us, let's be bold enough to go to the throne and say to him, my heart is an open book. Examine me, Lord, and lead me in the right way. God is wonderful. He does things wonderful, and he loves us immensely. Let's stand and let's say verse 14 from the Message translation as we go into worship. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking, body and soul.
I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation.
God, I worship you. I worship you in humility and admiration. And I'm just going to celebrate you all through this worship service.
Amen.
Let's celebrate
Amen.
Him.